This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to WRFL Lexington. It's 4 o'clock, and you're listening to Green Talks, where we explore the people and projects that are using the environmental stewardship fee to promote sustainability in the UK community. I'm your host, Sophie Bevan, and I'm the current director of outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. This week, I'm joined by Esther and Joanna, and they are here to talk about a challenge happening here at UK called Recycle Mania. So thanks for coming on today, you guys.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
So first, can each of you just introduce yourself, like name, association with UK, etc.?
Sure. I'm Esther Moberly. I used to be the former recycling coordinator for the university. Now I serve as the waste recycling and trucking manager, which operates out of campus PPD or physical plant department.
And I'm Joanna Ashford. I'm new here. I'm actually the new recycling coordinator, just started last week. So fresh to UK campus, but excited to be here.
Awesome. Thanks. So Esther, you just said that you have kind of switched roles recently. And so now, like, what is your job as?
So instead of doing the daily operations of recycling, I do more management, so more policy and more kind of thinking of bigger programs. And one of the biggest challenges or opportunities that I'm excited about is overseeing the implementation of the sustainability plan and how that affects materials management and waste management. And so that will be my big role to basically coordinate that with our staff. Mm-hmm. And then the other big job that I'm tackling is kind of update our website for recycling and waste, just to have a lot more information and be more user-friendly.
Awesome. Sweet. And so the sustainability plan in general, that just got official. Is it officially yet?
Not officially, right. But so our department, we are using it as we're already working on it. Mm-hmm. So it hasn't been shared publicly, but we're already working on it for the last 6 months.
Awesome. Sweet.
Yeah.
And so what are some like things in particular that you are doing with that?
Well, the two big ones for us is that we want to increase recycling tonnage by 25% in the next 5 years, by 2022, and reduce the amount of landfill waste that the university sends to the landfill by half.
Okay,
that's
awesome.
A big goal.
Those are really good goals.
Yeah.
I like it. And Joanna, you just said that you are new here. And so what does your job mean as recycling coordinator?
Well, so I see and manage a lot of the questions and calls and concerns about recycling, whether they have a move out and they have extra volume that they need serviced. I also coordinate a lot of the pickups and routes, so making sure that all of the recycling is moving on campus as it should be. And then the fun part of my job is thinking outside of the box and coming up with how do we meet those goals that Esther just talked about in the sustainability plan. So some of those programs to help with waste diversion and recycling, increasing those rates. So it's a fast-paced job. There's always something to be doing, but it's really exciting and a really fun time to be a part of UK Recycling.
Awesome. Sweet. And so what is, like, your background that led you to this job?
Yeah, so I have a little interesting of a background. I started at Bluegrass Green Source, which is a local nonprofit here in Fayette County. And so I worked as a program manager. So I worked with businesses and apartment complexes to start recycling programs, in addition to water conservation and energy conservation. And from there, ended up at the state, worked at the state division of waste management, and actually spent some time permitting landfills.
Oh, wow.
Which seems odd to go from recycling to then permitting landfills, but it was
like waste. it's in the same row.
It is, but it was very interesting and I think needed to kind of understand how regulation works and how we do regulate and permit landfills. Mm-hmm. So kind of to see the flip side of things and to understand why recycling is important. And then just recently, I actually worked at the Division of Water, where I was in charge of education and outreach for the state.
Awesome.
So it sounds weird to then come back to recycling, but a lot of what I did at the Division of Water was communication and marketing and promoting of projects. And that's also what I'm doing here, just kind of changing that message a little bit.
That's a lot of, like, really helpful and useful background that you can apply to this job.
Absolutely.
Really awesome. So that's cool.
Yeah.
That's what we got her.
Perfect. And you said that, like, one of your, like, things that you're excited about is thinking outside of the box for new, like, projects around for UK Recycling. So do you have any, like, goals or anything new that you're kind of thinking about already or...
Yes, I'm always thinking. Esther will attest to that. I give Esther a lot of credit. She has started a lot of the programs, and so I'm excited to continue those. And she's done a great job with streamlining, especially outdoor containers. Student Sustainability Council has been great in assisting with that program. So continuing that continuity and making sure people understand and see and know what is the recycling container versus what is our landfill containers. But I'm really excited to dive into our athletics. There's a lot of opportunity to work with our athletics. We've talked about working with baseball and try and start maybe a sustainability portion to our athletics and divert a little bit more of that waste when it comes to tailgating. So there's a lot of obstacles there, but a lot of ways that we can partner with different areas of campus to see some pretty significant improvement.
Yeah, I feel like athletics is a really good opportunity to...
Yeah, and to give them credit, they're creating a sustainability committee, and they are interested in being part of the plan and being part of, so we're thrilled to assist them in any way we can. So.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Plus, who doesn't want to go to some of the sporting events?
I know, right? And it's like sports and sustainability, what more can you
They
want?
Go together perfectly.
Perfect. And so part of the reason why you guys are here is because you are talking about a challenge called Recycle Mania. Mm-hmm. And so can you all talk a bit about what that is?
Yeah, so speaking of competition, Recycle Mania is actually a friendly competition amongst colleges and universities to try and promote recycling and waste reduction on their campuses. So it's an 8-week program, started February 4th through March 31st. So we're right in the thick of it. Mm-hmm. And so we actually report those numbers weekly. And so we're up against some steep competition because we do compete with some smaller universities that don't have quite the numbers and volumes that we do, but we still are seeing some great numbers and turnouts, and we're really excited. And any opportunity that we have to compete with other schools, come on, we're the best.
Oh, yeah.
We have to be the best.
Right. No UK. And so who is, like, the overall organizer of this challenge?
It'd be Keep America Beautiful.
Okay. And so do you report the numbers to them?
Mm-hmm.
And then do they, like, send out, like...
So they have a board on the website, like a website where you report everything and they keep track of it. Not everybody reports every week, although we're required to. Some schools wait till the end of the month and then report everything. So they don't really announce, or you can't really tell how you're doing until the end of the the competition. But
cool.
So it's kind of hard to tell who is exactly participating right now, but we do know a little bit of who participated last year and kind of gives us an idea of, of who's the competition.
Yeah. So. And so do you know any other universities that are involved? Like, is this a nationwide thing? Or?
It is a nationwide thing, and I think a few schools in Canada. Last year was 320 universities, and so I looked at about Kentucky, and I know Louisville, Northern, Eastern, Western, and Berea were participating last year, including us.
Cool. So that's really all over.
Right. Yeah. Right. So last year we came in 168th place. That's hard to say. Out of 320. So basically in the middle.
It's the middle of the pack. That's
right. Right. The school that won is called Loyola Marmont University in L.A. It's a small university with no hospital and not a lot of residence halls.
That helps.
And their recycling rate was basically 84%.
Wow.
And we scored around 16%. Okay. So we have a long way to go.
We have a ways to go.
Yeah, definitely.
But we're there trying to do it.
Yeah. Y'all are working for it.
Right.
So we'll get there. And so I know you said this is a friendly competition. So are there not, like, incentives or anything other than just bragging rights?
Just bragging rights.
Personal pride. Yeah.
And then we go to, you know, recycling conferences, national conferences, and of course everybody mm-hmm. knows who won. And if Keep America Beautiful's there, they definitely always recognize the winner. Yeah. So anyway, so it's a little bit of professional
like
competition.
Slay.
Yeah.
I was going to say public shaming, but I guess professional.
That's another word for it. It's okay.
We'll endure that for you all.
That's okay. I appreciate it. And so I was reading on, like, the description of Recyclemania, and it said that UK is in the diversion category.
Mm-hmm.
And so what specifically does this mean?
Basically, we get tonnages reports from all the material that we send to the landfill, and tonnage of reports are everything that we recycle. And we add that up, and we have a total waste tonnage produced, and then you take the amount that you recycle and you divide it by the total waste, and that gives you the percentage that you're recycling, so okay. or divert it. So mm-hmm. that is the. I should also mention some of the other schools that do really well are composting, and you can also mm-hmm. add your composting numbers. And we're doing a little bit of composting through dining, mm-hmm. very small through seed leaf, not enough to push us too high, but.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's, so I would say, you know, a lot of these universities that reach that 80-90% is because they're recycling lots, they're all plastics, they're composting everything, mm-hmm. Food waste included, and they're doing, you know, maybe construction, demolition, debris recycling.
Okay.
And some of that stuff is not available here in Kentucky.
Yeah.
So it's a little unfair to you know, but we're going to still give it a good try.
It's interesting that they do, like, big schools against small schools, and it's not, like, proportional, but
it's all on the percentage.
It is.
That
makes sense.
Well, and Esther brings up, you know, a great point. A lot of times when we think about recycling, we think about the plastic bottle and the aluminum mm-hmm. can and the piece of paper, but it's so much more than that. Diversion, you know, is talking about, you know, Esther brought up the construction and demolition, furniture that's mm-hmm. reused, e-waste, the electronic waste. So there's lots of different types of things outside of the all-in-one containers that mm-hmm. we see around campus.
Yeah. And so at UK, other than composting, are we doing any of the e-waste right now, or?
Yes, everything that's surplus, everything needs to be surplus. Surplus either refurbishes it or sends it back to use in the university, or some of it is sold or recycled.
Okay.
And then, of course, hard drives and things with data, all of that is destroyed mm-hmm. and recycled. But, yeah, we do quite a bit of recycling of electronic waste.
Nice. Good.
And batteries. We have quite a stock of batteries and light bulbs and ballasts.
Another thing that students might not realize, we pick up pallets like crazy. I just got a report that we did 900 pallets, picked up 900 pallets in the month of February alone.
Oh, wow.
So
that's what?
Yes, that is a lot of wood.
Man.
So all of that we're sending to a company that's making mulch out of it. So at least that's stuff that is getting reused.
Okay. Yeah. And if students had, like, e-waste or, like, old cell phones, is there a way that they can recycle it through UK? Or is that available?
We don't have like a formal place? Program, but if they wanted to send us an email, recycle@uky.edu, and inquire, we can definitely accommodate them. And there's no charge for that.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
And so with, like, Recyclemania specifically, what are some ways that students can get involved with this? Is it just recycling as much as possible?
As much as possible.
Yeah.
And recycle and learn more about what is recyclable, especially through the all-in-one.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that they're recycling correctly. So, you know, delivery pizza boxes, any kind of cardboard box or cardboard tube, plastic bottles and jugs, paper, and then glass bottles.
Mm-hmm. And aluminum cans.
And aluminum cans and steel food cans. Thank you.
Y'all just list them all.
Yes. Yeah. So the main, those main things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So if, you know, they have lots of paper that they need to get rid of, now's the time to do it.
Yeah. Yes. Recycle mania.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Heavy paper.
Right. Yeah. Cleaning out your dorm room before spring break. Mm-hmm. All those shoe boxes. Recycle them.
Now's the time.
Right. There you go. All right. So we actually need to take a quick break, but we will be right back. Welcome back to Green Talks here on WRFL. I'm your host, Sophie, and we are here today with Esther and Joanna, and they're talking about UK recycling and also a challenge going on called Recycle Mania. So just to pick up like right where we left off, we were kind of talking about what can go into the all-in-one recycle bins. And so I was just wondering, what is like the most common misconception about what is or isn't recyclable that you all see?
So one of the biggest ones is plastics. We have people who, they either grew up where all plastics are recyclable, or they know that plastics are recyclable. They don't realize that there's all kinds and different types. So they recycle all plastics, and that's incorrect. So really, in Kentucky or in Lexington, the only plastics that are recyclable through the all-in-one program is a plastic bottle or plastic jug. So water, soda, milk, juice. Laundry detergent, bleach, cleaners, you know, anything that has the mouth is smaller than the body, mm-hmm. and it's a plastic bottle or jug, that's it.
Okay.
So no styrofoam, mm-hmm. no...
Solo cups.
Yes. No strawberry containers, no toters, plastic chairs, none of that.
Okay.
We would love to take it, but no.
Yeah, you just can't. It's
right.
Okay.
Well, and so many people, and I mean, I even grew up thinking if you see the recycling symbol on it, then it's absolutely recyclable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not necessarily the fact. So
yeah.
Even though it has a recycling symbol on it, and even though it has a number in it, we only accept the plastic bottles and jugs.
Okay.
The other problem that we see sometimes are those cups from a certain coffee location.
Mm.
They're cardboard, and a lot of people, you know, think that that's recyclable, but it has that wax film on it so that it doesn't seep out of the cup, and so it's not. The sleeve that the cup sits in, that can be recycled because
mm-hmm.
that's cardboard, but the actual cup itself is not.
Okay, is the top...
It's not.
It's not, because it's not the...
Once again, yeah, it's plastic.
About. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Plastic. <Connecting dots. laughs>
It has the symbol on it. It has the number, but it's not that bottle and jug, so it can't.
Okay.
Yeah. Good question, though.
Yeah. And you said pizza boxes are recyclable?
Yeah, they're from delivery pizza,
okay.
Yes. If they're something that was designed to be frozen or refrigerated,
mm-hmm.
then most likely no. But any others, all those delivery companies... all of them are recyclable. Just take off, you know, the extra slices and the sauces and the peppers and the...
Don't just, like, throw the pizza away.
Yes, yes. We do get those.
So we don't want on a college campus. I think it all gets eaten.
Yeah, definitely. And so you all have other events going on during Recycle Mania, too, correct?
Yes. So to promote recycling and to promote Recycle Mania, we have at least two during March where we're going to have a recycling trailer, and anybody who brings a recycling item like a bottle or a can try to it's a basketball hoop, so they can try to shoot it in.
Oh, sweet.
And they can get some prizes. March 22nd, we will be in front of Funkhauser. And March 28th will be by Bowman's Den by the Wildcat statue from 11 to 1 both days.
Okay, cool.
So you can, you know, ask us questions about recycling, but also do a little game and get some prizes out of it.
Awesome.
And then in April, we'll have four other places.
Mm-hmm.
April is, you know, Earth Month, so we're definitely going to stretch it out a little and keep celebrating, right?
Well, and we also have a really unique opportunity. We always try and figure out how are we doing with recycling rates, how well are we communicating to the student body, and so we do waste audits
mm-hmm.
where we do actually dig through your trash.
So
we're going to be out at Hagen Hall, Johnson, and Donovan, actually next to the door that lets you into the compactor area,
mm-hmm.
And so if students want to bring their trash, we'll be there from 12 to 2. They're welcome to bring their trash there. That just helps us get a better understanding of how everybody's doing with recycling and trash. So, or excuse me, landfill waste. I should say that. It goes to the landfill. So we like to identify where it goes to. So, so if they want to, we'll be there March 23rd and March 27th. That's in front of Hagen, Johnson, and Donovan Hall, where the compactor is. So if students want to, they're very welcome to bring their trash, their landfill waste to us.
Well, actually, we want the their recycling and their landfill waste. Okay. And Bluegrass Green Search will take it and sort it and kind of tell us a story of how they're doing and then also how much they're putting in each, and then, you know, how many recyclables are still in the landfill, or how many landfill items are being put in the trash, in the recycling. So it gives you a snapshot. Yeah. Most people, if you ask them, they do recycle, and they recycle well, because they, you know, you don't want to say something. Right.
Yeah, I know. I feel like, like a lot of people recycle, and so it's like pretty common. But
yeah, so they to get a real accurate picture of how they're doing and how they really, and if they're doing it correctly or not, waste audits are the way to do it. So
yeah, and this is not a shaming thing. Nobody's going to scold you for anything.
No,
this
no.
is purely a data statistical thing for our end. For
well, and if you feel weird about somebody going through your bags, you can always say no, thank you, and take it into the compactor. Yeah. And get rid of
it's
it.
It's not like you're all like standing out there like,
no, what's your name? What's your, none of that. No. None of that.
It's just like, if you want to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah. And then another thing that I thought was cool was UK Recycling said that they can give presentations to organizations. So can you all talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Any club, organization, group of students, classrooms, even it extends up to faculty and staff. We're happy to come and talk about our recycling program, our initiatives, what we're doing, and any way that we can help the organization become stronger at recycling. So, and we're always up to listening to new ideas. If there is an issue or a problem somewhere, we love to hear it from where it's happening so that we can see what's going on and try and find a solution. So if anybody's interested in a presentation or just to talk with us, you can email us at recycle@uky.edu. And we'll be happy to come hang out and chat and talk about recycling.
Cool. And that's if also like if anyone notices where there should be recycling bins or like has a question, they can also email that too.
Yes. And if there's a container that needs to be serviced, or they see some sort of an issue, or they want additional recycling containers, we're happy to help out.
Awesome. Cool. And as just like kind of a few closing things, what are some overall benefits to recycling?
So, quite a few. The ones that we mentioned the most is definitely diverting material from the landfill. So instead of just having something being buried and be there forever and lasting there forever, let's say a can, instead of doing that, you can send it back to the recycler, who will then send it to the company that will melt it and make it back into a new aluminum. So instead of, so that's another benefit. Instead of mining for new natural resources, it's just reusing the ones we have. To me also is looking at waste as a resource that has value monetarily and other, instead of just something they just throw away. And so those are two big ones for me.
Yeah.
And Esther brought up, you know, the cans. The really cool thing is the can, most of the time, our cans don't exit the state of Kentucky. When you recycle your can here, it actually gets taken down to Berea and then becomes a new can. So it's a really quick turnaround. And so it's really cool, especially living here in Kentucky, that when you recycle your can here, for the most part, it stays here and gets reused here in Kentucky.
And supporting jobs, basically creating jobs.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Esther, she hit it on the nail on the head talking about recycling as a resource. You know, landfills are a necessary thing at this point. We have to have landfills. There are certain things that we can't recycle that we haven't found a solution for yet. So, you know, we're not here to say landfills are bad. Don't use them. We have to use them. We send material there. But to start looking at our waste in a different way so that we can start using it more efficiently. I don't know that I can talk to anybody and say, I don't want to be efficient. No, everybody wants to be efficient. So how do we do that and how do we do it better? And so that's why recycling is so important to me. How do we come up with new ideas, think outside the box, do new things so that we can make ourselves more sustainable in the long run?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. And do you all just kind of not recycling, but just overall like waste consumption reduction, do you all have any specific actions that you all take that limits your waste?
You mean personally?
You personally, or just like any tips for anyone?
So at home, I have a container, like a compost container on my counter. And so every time I, you know, peel potatoes or whatever, I do put it in there. And then when it's getting full or starting to look a little moldy, I take it out to a compost bin that I have. I'm not the best composter. I don't check it and turn it like you're supposed to. But I mean, think in nature and in the forest, things get composted without nobody taking its temperature. So that's my style.
True.
So I do that. And I also make sure that I have a 15-year-old son, and he definitely knows that he should be recycling. In our office, we also have another compost bin, and then I take that material to my compost thing at home. We're reusing or recycling plastic bags and trying to work at work with, we have a student intern and a student employee who's trying to do some of these small waste streams, like plastic film at the hospitals or fans that are reusable, you know, some of these capture some of these small streams. So we're trying to do that.
Awesome.
For me, usually the point that I always try to make when we talk about waste reduction is, limiting what you purchase. So thinking about, okay, why am I purchasing this? What am I going to use it for? What's the end result? Can I recycle this? Can I give this away? Can I reuse this? And trying to be conscious when I purchase things to make sure that I can reuse them, or there's an end life to it besides just throwing it away. So, you know, even thinking about instead of a water bottle, bringing your glass, refilling it, reusing your coffee mug. So trying to eliminate a lot of the waste that you produce on the onset, instead of thinking about it at the end after you've used it. And then I'm actually in the process of moving. And so thinking about, once again, instead of just the easiest thing is just throwing it away, okay, take it to, you know, Goodwill or Salvation Army or any of those different locations that can reuse it and sell it, or just have another life to that product, is one of the easiest ways I see. And we do have a program like that here, a give and go. So at the end of the semester, as students are moving out, they can actually swap out items or give it away and donate things.
Yeah, last year, last May, with our donation stations at all the residence halls, we collected and donated over 15,000 pounds of clothing and household items and food. On perishable food. So this year
that's a lot.
Absolutely. In really nice clothes and good shoes and perfectly good things that, you know, what happens, you know, the student is piling up their car, they don't have any more space. So here we go. So we'll take it. But this year we're partnering with Goodwill and we're really excited about it.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then we also have a bike donation. So as students are leaving, sometimes they don't want to take their bike, or they don't have room, once again, to take their bike. And so instead of just leaving it locked up where we have to go through a long ordeal to get it removed and then try and find the owner, what they can do is we're asking students to just go ahead and donate it. If you know you're not going to take your bike with you, go ahead and donate it. And that way it's an easier process for us after students have left campus.
Yeah, those bikes either will go to local charities or the Wildcat Wheels program here on campus. So then next year, maybe a student is using perfectly good bike that got abandoned.
How many bikes did we have last year?
9, I think. We had hundreds abandoned, but we 9 donated. Mm-hmm. So yeah. We want more. If you're going to leave it, then
let us know.
The form is, all you have to do is tell us the color of the bike, the model, so we can find it in the racks and sign it, sign your name, and that's it.
And that's it.
Really
very
easy.
Really
yeah. Awesome. Yeah, it sounds like there's so many really cool opportunities with UK Recycling. I didn't know about like half of these.
Good.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah, you can be our spokesperson.
Yes. Well, thanks so much for coming on today, y'all. It's been really great.
Sure, no anytime.
Problem. Thanks.
So just for a few closing announcements, we are still accepting applications to have a seat on the Student Sustainability Council for the 2018-2019 school year. So if you're interested in having a say on how nearly $200,000 is allocated for sustainability projects, we encourage you all to apply. And information on that can be found on our website, which is uky.edu/sustainability. And you can also stay up to date with the SSC by following us on Instagram or liking us on Facebook. As always, thank you for listening to Green Talks here in Lexington's only alternative left, WRFL.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.